The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
Benevolent viewers, welcome to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. On this episode of the Stop Animal Cruelty series, we examine the origins of the swine flu that is causing pain, suffering, and loss of loved ones around the globe. In November 2008, well before this devastating flu epidemic, mycologist Paul Stamets of the United States, an advisory to the University of Arizona College of Medicine, USA, spoke to Supreme Master Television about the threat of a global pandemic arising from the raising of pigs.
This is the scary scenario that most virologists are extremely concerned about. A pig... And a bird will infect a pig, both with flu viruses. In the pig, then the flu viruses can recombine, and that pig then can have a novel virus that will spread human to human. It's not just likely, it's extremely probable that pandemic flu will go human to human in the next 10 years. This is the biggest threat to biosecurity of nations throughout the entire world.
The H1N1 swine flu strain descended from a virus first isolated in 1998 on a pig factory farm in North Carolina, USA. The H1N1 strain is a combination of bird, pig, and human flu viruses. Swine flu has been linked to factory farms where pigs live in absolutely horrendous environments. These innocent beings are treated as mere commodities as they are raised, viciously slaughtered, and their bloody carcasses then sold. At these facilities, where thousands of gentle pigs are jammed together in windowless sheds and are forced to stand ankle deep in their own excrement, disease spreads quickly. The sheer volume of animals confined to a small space in stressful and inhumane conditions means that once a virus enters a population, it is 100 times more likely to spread than in a free-range setting. Hans Krieg, campaign director of the New Zealand-based animal protection group Save Animals from Exploitation, or SAFE, recently described a typical factory farm setting.
Pigs live in what are called sow stalls, and these are pregnant pigs, and they're kept in crates, and the crates are so small that the animal can't even turn around, so the pig can only stand up and lie down. They're just standing in a bare concrete pen, crammed in. You would just not believe how many pigs you can cram into a pen, and because this is out of sight, out of mind, it just carries on.
Dr. Michael Greger, a physician who is the Director of Public Health and Animal Agriculture for the Humane Society of the United States, comments on the swine flu factory farm connection.
The only other time we've ever seen a swine flu virus like the one we now face, a triple hybrid mutant containing pig, human, and bird genes, was on a factory farm in North Carolina in 1998. 5,000 breeding pigs crammed together in these metal stalls so tight they can't even turn around, can barely move. You know, we have thousands of animals crowded in these filthy football field-sized sheds to lie, you know, snout to snout in their own waste. It can be a breeding ground for disease. So the only other time we've seen a triple hybrid swine flu virus emerge was on a factory farm. So certainly it's reasonable to speculate and to search for a similar emergence from a factory farming operation in Mexico.
Swine flu was first identified in the 1930s. However, for decades, the virus stayed within the pig population and rarely made the jump to humans. With the extensive international air links that now exist that can take one practically anywhere on Earth, and the ease of transportation on the ground as compared to the last century, the virus is spreading quickly to all corners of the globe. Dr. Neil Bernard, the president of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, which is based in the United States, explains how the factory farm raising of birds is connected to pigs and the spread of influenza.
We have to think of a factory farm as a place where you have an enormous number of animals, each one of whom acts like a mixing bowl for viruses. Birds are the ultimate source of influenza viruses when a bird virus then gets into a pig farm, as happens quite easily. Then the pig's body is like a mixing bowl where new viruses are formed from the older viruses. And if you don't have pig farms, then there is much less possibility of new viruses forming. If we had no pig farms at all, you could get rid of influenza. You'd have to get rid of chicken farms as well, because it can be borne by birds too. But this peculiar habit of eating animals, unfortunately, is creating a lot of health problems.
Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. When we return, we will discuss more about the tie between abhorrent and cruel factory farms and the rise of swine flu.
The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
Swine flu, bird flu, all these really aren't inherent in, they're not inherent in pigs. Pigs, actually, one of the cleanest animals on the planet, if given a choice. This idea that with our meals, we cause this suffering and create this destruction, it's this, like a ceremony that we carry into every aspect of our life. Are we going to celebrate life, or are we going to celebrate death and destruction? And that's really the choice.
This is the Stop Animal Cruelty series on Supreme Master Television. Our focus today is the link between factory-farmed pigs who are treated in a barbarous manner and the emergence of the swine flu epidemic. On May 18, 2009, at the 62nd World Health Assembly held in Geneva, Switzerland, the World Health Organization nearly raised the pandemic alert level to 6 and stated that if cases continued to spread rapidly outside the Americas, this highest alert level, signaling a global pandemic, might be declared. Since then, the number of victims has been climbing in Europe, Australia, and Asia.
The world of today is more vulnerable to the adverse effects of an influenza pandemic than it was in 1968, when the last pandemic of the previous century began. The speed and volume of international travel have increased to an astonishing degree. As we are seeing right now with H1N1, any city with an international airport is at risk of an imported case. These vulnerabilities to imported cases, to disrupted economies and businesses, affect all countries.
The transport of pigs during the meat production process also increases their exposure to other pigs, humans, and birds, and thus increases the chance for new strains of viruses to combine and thus enable swine flu to become even more virulent. These abused and tortured pigs that are being raised for meat have extremely weak immune systems due to being fed an improper and unwholesome diet, being given little to no freedom of movement, and being subjected to non-stop high levels of stress. Thus, viruses thrive as these animals have little resistance to illness. As the animals are kept mostly in dark conditions, viruses can replicate quickly because sunlight, which possesses UV rays which can neutralize viruses, is simply not present. According to the Centers for Disease Control in the United States, 51% of pigs tested in the north central region of the United States were determined to have been infected with the H1N1 virus at some point during their lives. Moreover, as Robert P. Martin, former executive director of the Pew Commission on Industrial Farm Animal Production, explains, massive overuse of antibiotics by farmers to try and stem illnesses in the animals only makes things worse.
The routine use of antibiotics is what allows these animals to be housed together and overcrowded in these kind of filthy conditions where they live standing over their own waste. It suppresses the bacterial infections, but that also allows for the environment to be in place for the rapid evolution or mutation of viruses. And then another really serious concern we had is that there's just not enough monitoring of workers in these industrial farms. Yeah, we really decided that given the structure of these industrial operations and the fact that the workers aren't being tested, that a viral outbreak, flu epidemic like we've seen, was really a matter of when and not if. But I hope that people start looking in this country at really how we produce food, because it's the system itself that is the problem, and you know, it's not the animals in the system, it's the way we raise the animals that are the problem.
More than 2 months after the first documented human case of swine flu, more than 20,000 confirmed cases of the disease have been reported in 69 countries. There have been over 125 deaths due to the virus. Experts say many more swine flu infections have gone unidentified across the world. In a May 2009 article written for Newsweek, a respected U.S. news magazine, Lori Garrett, Senior Fellow for Global Health at the Council on Foreign Relations, a U.S.-based foreign policy think tank, well summarized the factory farm tie to the swine flu epidemic by stating, "It is a strange world wherein billions of animals are concentrated into tiny spaces. Breeding stock is flown to production sites all over the world, and poorly paid migrant workers are exposed to infected animals. This is the ecology that, in the cases of pigs and chickens, is breeding influenza. It is an ecology that promotes viral evolution, and if we don't do something about it, this ecology will one day spawn a severe pandemic that will dwarf that of 1918. Today, experts fear that the full impact of the swine flu has yet to be seen. The current virus could mutate into a much deadlier form and reemerge with greater force in subsequent waves. The results of these infections could eventually resemble or even be worse than the 1918 flu pandemic that claimed 100 million lives. The shutting of factory farms, whether they raise pigs or any other animal, should be the first order of business if we are to be truly serious about safeguarding the public health. Aside from the diseases they propagate, factory farms are simply places of inhumanity where billions of our animal friends have their lives horrifically ended each year. So please, adopt a healthy, organic, vegan, meaning plant-based diet, and help prevent untold human and animal suffering. We send our condolences to those who have lost loved ones to swine flu, and our thoughts are with those currently suffering from this dreadful infection. We look forward soon to a better time when all beings coexist on Earth in health and harmony. Thank you for joining us today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May all animals be given our full respect and love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/stop-animal-cruelty.